Chairperson of the St. Vincent National Trust, Deidre Myers, reflected on the history of airports before the commissioning of the Argyle International Airport in 2017. She spoke of how the first airport in St. Vincent and the Grenadines came into existence.
The story begins on the 8th of April, 1927, with the landing of four amphibian aircraft piloted by Americans on the beach in Kingston, in the area which is currently occupied by Careers Hazels Incorporated. 5 years later, on the 29th of July, 1932, a Trinidadian pilot landed his aircraft at this very site, the Diamond Airfield, St. Vincent's first airport. It was then that airmail delivery service was introduced to St. Vincent, changing the lives of many as communications with relatives and friends took flight.
Mrs. Myers said the commissioning of the Diamond Airport in 1934 allowed for commercial passenger flights, which also opened the door for a number of opportunities with regards to air travel.
It was not until 1934, however, that a true cosmic shift took place with the commissioning of the Diamond Airport for commercial passenger flights. Diamond Airport thrived during the period 1934 to 1935, in spite of World War II, which ran from 1939 to 1945. In 1942, British West Indian Airways Company signed an agreement to provide air service to St. Vincent and made its inaugural flight on the 11th of May, 1943. Unfortunately, that service ceased in 1945 as the landing surface in Diamond was deemed unsafe for the new and heavier aircraft that came into being after World War II.
And Mrs. Myers said after a period of time, there was a need for an alternative site as the Diamond site was no longer safe.
As early as 1944, however, it became obvious that Diamond was not suitable for aircraft landing. And the search began, 1944, the search began for an alternative site. And listen to this. The sites that they looked at, Langley Park, not suitable. The ridges at Yambu, too expensive. Rattlemill, too costly. Greathead, you had to take off into the hills. That's the area much where Annasvale Airport is. Argyle, an attractive approach, but could not accommodate a 3,000-foot runway. Today, we have a 9,000-foot runway on that site.
Chairperson of the St. Vincent National Trust, Deidre Myers. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.